Liturgical Day, Wednesday, the 4th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus returned to his own country, and his disciples followed him. When the Sabbath came, he began teaching in the synagogue, and most of those who heard him were astonished. They commented, "How did this come to him? What kind of wisdom has been given to him, that he also performs such miracles? Who is he but the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? His sisters too, are they not here among us?" So they took offense at him, and Jesus said to them, "Prophets are despised only in their own country, among their relatives and in their own family." And he could work no miracles there, but only healed a few sick people by laying his hands on them. Jesus himself was astounded at their unbelief. Jesus then went around the villages teaching. Our commentary is by Father Miquel Massats from Girona, Catalonia. Today the Gospel shows Jesus going to the synagogue in Nazareth, where he had grown up. The Sabbath is the day dedicated to our Lord, when Jews get together to listen to God's Word. Every Sabbath, Jesus went to the synagogue to teach, not like the scribes and the Pharisees, but as one who has authority. Today, God also speaks to us through the Scriptures. At the synagogue, the Scriptures were read, and afterwards, the learned ones commented them and explained the sense of the message God wanted to transmit. The following thought is attributed to St. Augustine, quote, "As we speak to God through prayer, God speaks to us through reading," unquote. The fact that Jesus, the Son of God, is well known among his fellow citizens because of his work offers us an unsuspected perspective for our ordinary life. Our professional activities are also a way for us to meet God, and therefore a sanctified and sanctifying reality. Saint José María Escrivá says, quote, "Your human vocation is a part and an important part of your divine vocation. That is the reason why you must strive for holiness, giving a particular character to your human personality, a style to your life, contributing at the same time to the sanctification of others, your fellow men, sanctifying your work and your environment, the profession or job that fills your day, your home and family, and the country where you were born and which you love," unquote. The text of the Gospel ends with the words, quote, "Jesus could work no miracles there. Jesus himself was astounded at their unbelief," unquote. Today also our Lord demands more faith in him to carry out things that overpower our human possibilities. Miracles show God's power and our need for daily dependence on God.